So when you have fun, you automatically have more confidence. When you have more confidence, you automatically have more success and draw more success into your life. That is a fact. Hello and welcome. I am Lisa Fox, your host. This is Lioness Tribe, and today I want to talk to you about a little thing called confidence and having fun. So, I have a lot of things to say about this. This video, first of all, was supposed to happen last week, and I had even put it up on my page that it was happening last week, and I had a lot going on last week, and I forgot. I forgot to do my live video. And I just wanted to start today by just saying a couple of things about that. First of all, I'm laughing about it. When I realized, I didn't realize that I'd forgotten to do it until that evening. And when I realized that I'd forgotten to do my video, I laughed. And I told my VA, who is my sister, who had done the post to say that it was going to happen. She was like, "Oh, you forgot." And I was like, "It's no big deal. Nobody will notice. Or if they do, they won't really care." And she was like, "Okay." And here's the thing. I don't know. Maybe it's like just because this stage of business I'm at, but I'm not hard on myself about those things. Life happens. Mistakes happen. Like, who gives a shit? Nobody lives or dies because I show up and do like my live video. And like I also said to my husband afterwards, "Yeah, I forgot to do my live video today." And he's like, again, really thought it was so serious. And he was like, but like, were people not expecting you to do it?" And I was like, "I don't think anybody really noticed." And he was like, "How are you managing to have a successful business? If like, you're being so visible, you're doing all this stuff and, all the rest, and yet nobody notices when you don't show up for the thing that you said you were going to show up for." And I was like, "Well, number one, like my business is successful, yes. And, I have grand ambitions and I'm sure I will get better and better. And the more and I want to be making a lot more money, and maybe when I'm making a lot more money, it will matter more. I don't know, maybe it won't either. But like, you don't, this is the thing, we think like, oh my goodness, I put up a post on social media and nobody commented on it, or nobody shared it, or nobody seemed to notice. Therefore, and we make it mean that we're not going to be successful or that nobody's noticing or watching. But actually, I have grown quite a great business in a very short amount of time, and I'm making money and I've got lots of clients. And still, for all intents and purposes, it doesn't really look like anybody is watching, or some of my posts get one or two likes or comments. Some of them get none. And yet people are noticing, right? Yet people, I'm helping the people who need help. Often. The people who actually sign up with you as clients are not the people who are commenting on your stuff and, watching your live videos in real time or whatever. So I just want to like preface my video today by saying that sometimes it might seem like nobody's watching, but they might be. And don't like, get really down about it and really hard on yourself if you can't see the evidence immediately that people are actually taking notice. And have fun with it. Have fun with it. And like, it's so, I find it great. I'm here on my live video at the moment. At the moment, I don't see any eyes on me. And that's like, if I was making that mean I'm gonna fail, then it would be so heavy and so like, oh, like discouraging, right? But because I know different, and because I'm like, I'm not making it mean that, and because I'm able to say to myself, I actually know better. I know that I can still be successful and not have people on. I don't have a massive audience, I have like in my group 500 or 600 people. Do you know? That's it. That's it. So like if a couple of people see my video live and 10 people watch it later, that's a roaring success for me. But what it does is it really makes me feel free. Oh, look, somebody's watching. hello, whoever you are. I can't see who it is that's watching. But what it really does, it makes me feel so free while I'm at this stage where I'm honing my voice, where I'm really finding my sweet spot. And hello, Sarah. You always manage to catch my lives. It's the right time for you. Yeah, it's so freeing to just play with it and to kind of play while no one's watching and enjoy that freedom of like, I can mess this up. It's okay. It's okay. And I can still get clients along the way and I can still make money along the way. So what I want to talk about today in more detail is confidence and having fun, right? I want to suggest to you that, and I want to challenge you to think about this. Confidence and fun go quite hand in hand. If you're really having a lot of fun, it's actually kind of difficult to not feel confident, right? It's kind of difficult to feel really insecure and have very low self-worth and to be thinking about those things while you're having fun, right? And so the thing is that when you have fun, you automatically have more confidence. When you have more confidence, you automatically have more success and draw more success into your life. That is a fact. I don't make that up, right? That's like I've got a book on my shelf here. Just gonna show it to you. It's one of my favorite books of all time, The Confidence Code. And these ladies, Katie Kay and Claire Shipman, wrote this book, and they talk about like competence is not what actually causes success. It's not the main ingredients of success. And us women have been bred to believe that you have to get everything right, you have to be perfect, you have to do everything perfectly in order to succeed, and it's absolute and utter bullshit. You know it and I know it, and you know it because when you see somebody who's confident, you assume that they can do the things they say they can do. And it's not that the competence doesn't matter at all, because of course, no matter how confident somebody is, and you pay them to do a job for you, and they can't back it up with their actual skills and talent, then you're not going to get them back, right? You're not going to like talk well about them. You're not going to like they're not going to have great word of mouth. But we buy from people initially, at least, who say, yeah, I can do the thing that I'm saying that I can do, and we assume that they're telling the truth. That's just the way it works. So if you can manage to be confident, then you will succeed. Right, and that's what they talk about very beautifully and much more eloquently than I am in this book. So read it if you can. But so fun leads to confidence. Confidence leads to success. And success leads to more money. Always, 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 always. And if money is what is important to you, of course. You can be successful and not make money if that's what you want. If money's not important to you and you just want to give without receiving. But most of us want to have a better lifestyle and provide for our families, blah, blah, blah. So money is important. So here's the thing, right? It all comes back to when it comes to having fun and allowing yourself to have fun, and building your confidence in that way. It all starts with desire, right? It all starts with desire. It all starts with allowing yourself to want the things that you want, because when you allow yourself to want the things you want and to actually go after them, Those things that we want are, generally speaking, things that are going to be enjoyable to us. And when something is enjoyable to us, we have fun with it. We have a lot more fun with the things that we truly desire than we do with the things that we think we're supposed to do, right? And you know that. So it all comes back to that piece of like honoring your desire, knowing your desire, acknowledging your desire. I will always harp back to this. And really just leaning into that, asking yourself, what do I want? What would I enjoy? Because you're always going to do much better with the things that you enjoy than the things you don't enjoy, or the things that you're doing because you think you're supposed to be doing. Because of exactly this idea of having fun, it's going to be so much more fun for you if you are doing something that you want to do, right? But what can happen? So here's the thing, right? And this is the point that I start with all of my clients. When anybody starts with me in any of my programs, we always start with, what do you want? What do you want for yourself? And I'm really good at tuning into that, right? I'm really, really good at like knowing whether what somebody is saying is true or not true. It's like a no-brainer. I can just see it. I can just see it. It's like, it's one of my gifts. And when I see that they're not fully tuned into it, I'm really good at helping them to find that thing, right? But sometimes we can find find what's in our hearts, and find out what we actually really desire to do and go after that, and shape our life based on that and have success with that and actually start doing the things that we said that we wanted to do. And still, these old feelings of imposter syndrome can creep in, and we can still find ourselves comparing ourselves to other people, and we can still find ourselves fearing judgment from other people, even though we're finally honoring ourselves and our desires, right? And when that happens, like people often say to me, but I thought that like me going after my desires and me actually being true to my desires would eliminate all that bullshit, right? And it does to a certain extent, but we have to stay mindful, right? And so what I do when people come back to me and say, I thought I was doing all the things I was supposed to do, I did everything you suggested, everything was going great for a while, and now I'm noticing these feelings coming back in of imposter syndrome, comparisonitis, fear of judgment, what's going on? And what I always say is this: how can it be more fun? How can you make what you're doing more fun? Because it's all very well and good doing all this mindset work, but it doesn't last forever, right? We still have to like consciously go back in there and reconnect. And because we're so like we've come into these patterns of behavior so subconsciously, and with that, we didn't choose these patterns of behavior, but they've been bred into us, and we've become so used to thinking in that way that it's kind of always going to creep back in to a certain extent. But what's really important is just having somebody there to cheerlead you, and having somebody there just to remind you, are you doing what you actually want to do? Yeah, yes, I am. I am. This is what I decided. I'm following my passion. I'm finally starting to fulfill my potential. But why do I feel like a fraud? It's like, okay, it's fine. It's normal to feel like a fraud. It's absolutely, how could you function in any other way than to compare yourself to others when that's what you've become used to in your life? It's always going to be a default, unfortunately, and that's okay. You're a human being. But that said, how we're going to get rid of that is by asking, how can this be more fun? How can you free yourself? How can you enjoy this more? Because when you're having fun with it, when you're enjoying it, you are going to feel more confident in it. When you feel more confident in it, those feelings of comparison, judgment, fraud feelings, all of that, it's just it like you can't hold confidence and those feelings at the same time, right? So they'll be there, that's fine, but as your confidence rises again, they will diminish as you consciously and mindfully do that. So it's about finding the fun in it, concentrating that confidence. Those feelings will diminish again, and then your success will strengthen the more fun you allow yourself to have with this thing that you said you wanted to do. And when you succeed more, you make more money. It's a simple process. It's a simple process. So yes, you can, and we do often come back and do some deeper inner work, but this is such a quick fix. This is such a hack, you know. This is like a little life hack. How can it be more fun? And I have done it more like really recently myself, when I started to get a little bit overwhelmed with work, because I'm running my own business, and I'm now, have a new position with my mentor who hired me because she could see how well I was doing, and she could see, that I am meant to do this work, and she could see how I could impact her clients as well. So she took me on, and I was like, oh God, oh God, oh God, it's going to be too much. And when I started doing it, I was like, it is too much. Oh my God, Emma's right, it's too much. And then I was like, I did this for a reason. I did this because this is what I desired to do, and I made sure of that by doing that deep inner work before I said yes. And these feelings are here just to remind me to have fun with it. And so I was like, how can I have more fun with it? And I did loads of things, like stopped taking myself so seriously, laughed at shit when it was funny, decided to connect more with my own clients in a very real and very human way, and decided to connect with my new clients in my mentor's business, and just like really like went, what will make me smile? What will make me laugh? Had when I when I my time with my children for a short period of time was going to be much more condensed than normal, so I just made sure that that was really quality, fun, connected time. And that when I actually did that, I wasn't going to be worrying about work, or worrying about, any of the mounting to-do lists that I had. So just remember, if you are having fun, you actually can't feel those feelings of low self-worth and imposter syndrome and comparisonitis and fear of judgment at the same time as actually having a lot of fun, right? That fun is going to just bring your confidence up. It has to. It's just automatic. And that confidence is always going to feed your success. So just trust yourself and reconnect with that fun. I hope this helped you today. Remember, confidence plus faith equals success. I will see you all next week. Bye.